wet whispers as it falls into a pond below. The warm wind, perfumed by jasmine and frangipani flowers, camouflages most of the paint smell that seeps out through the doorway behind him. New house, new start, Morgan thinks when he walks out on the lawn and feels the coarse buffalo grass under his bare feet. Out with the old and in with the new. If it wasn't for the inheritance Morgan had received from his mother, he wouldn't have been able to buy a house in Sydney. He was with his mother when she died, and he witnessed her life drip away before that. Her final departure has left a large, gaping hole inside of him, and no house can fill that hole. Lisa comes out of the house with a thermos in her hand. The sun has bleached her hair a few shades blonder, and her skin is tanned. But the tan can't hide the dark shadows under her eyes, or the sad expression around her mouth. Morgan looks at Lisa's slim body that's dressed in jeans shorts and a sleeveless top, and he thinks she can still be mistaken for being in her late 20s. He feels a sudden pang of pride at the thought that she's his... He feels confused when he can't complete the sentence in his mind. His what? The word girlfriend sounds too juvenile to describe someone aged in her mid-30s. Partner sounds gay, and de facto and spouse both sound ridiculous. Now that we've moved in together, there should be a better word that describes the status of our relationship, he thinks. Do you want some coffee? Lisa puts the thermos on the garden table. Morgan nods as he sits down in a deck chair. Yes, please. Airplane engines rumble loudly in the sky above them, and Morgan looks up with a frown. They fly so bloody close to the rooftops, you'd think they're landing around the corner. He sees that Lisa rubs her temples with her fingers. What's wrong? Do you have a headache? Lisa nods. Yeah, I do. It's the paint fumes. I'm not bothered by the planes. It's almost a relief they're there. They remind me of the world outside, and that everything continues as normal. Morgan frowns again and is about to say something when he hears telephone signals inside the house. He shakes his head. Let it ring. But Lisa ignores his comment and goes inside to take the call. In the absence of cups, Morgan unscrews the thermos lid and fills it with coffee. Lisa comes back into the garden and hands him a cordless phone. It's for you. It's the office. Sergeant Callahan speaking, Morgan says as he gets up from the deck chair. Lisa lights a cigarette and watches Morgan's back when he walks into the house. She wishes she'd listened to him and hadn't answered the phone. She doesn't want to go inside and get a cup in the kitchen where she can hear Morgan's conversation, so she takes a sip of coffee from the thermos lid. She sighs deeply as she thinks about the mess and the chaos that the renovation is creating inside the house. She craves a clean and orderly environment, and the garden is an oasis for her, the only place where she can breathe. Hi, it's Travis, Morgan says in Morgan's ear. Hi, what's up? Morgan has a premonition about what Superintendent Oscar Travis will say next. Well, I don't want to disturb you, but I wanted to hear if you... If I what? Morgan interrupts. He knows he's being rude, but he doesn't care. Not now. Well, we've had some problems here at the office. I don't know if you've heard. Morgan feels anger rise inside him as he walks into the living room. No, I haven't. He snaps. Right. Well, I thought that maybe O'Neill had talked to you. Morgan remains silent, and 1 second grows to 5 before Travis resumes. Okay, I'll explain. It's about the son of a diplomat. The family's wealthy and lives in Vaucluse, and their son was kidnapped a few weeks ago. A ransom sum was demanded, and then the boy's body was found floating in the harbor. Morgan looks out through the window and sees that Lisa is reading a book. Right, he says finally, when Travis's silence seems to demand an answer. Yes, I hope that what I'm saying to you now can stay between us. The problem I have is Ricketts. He doesn't know how to run the investigation, and I can't take over as I'm working on a project for the police department's board. We're not getting anywhere with this investigation, and the victim's family has threatened to involve Interpol and God knows what else. It's a bloody mess. Morgan takes a step over a can of paint that stands on the floor and sits down in a sofa covered by bedsheets. So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to come back to work? Is that what you're asking?